The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Joelle Jalbert. Here are today's headlines. Angry daycare workers go on strike. Bad reviews for a new anti-racism campaign. And businesses hoping for a Christmas miracle. Union groups held a press conference about next steps for public daycare workers who continue striking. They discussed salary increases to help keep workers in the system. Joining us live from Centre Saint-Pierre in the east end of downtown Montreal is Alexa Toguri-Lorrain. Alexa, can you tell us what these groups are discussing?
Well, numerous daycare union organizations gathered to discuss the continuous demand for increased funding and wages for daycare workers. CNS President Caroline Senneville says the government has only been focusing on daycare educators, but not all levels of people working in the system. She explains how this creates a pay gap in the next clip.
Well, the government is putting money on the table for the educators. The thing is, there are a lot of other people that work in daycare, support staff, people that help the educators with their pedagogy, and people that feed the children. So there's not much for them.
So what does that inequality look like?
CSQ President Eric Chincla goes over the numerics and the government funding and current salaries of daycare workers. And he says despite the government's efforts, they are still doing little to help. He explains more of the inequality on the next clip.
If you're cleaning in the CPE, it's around $15. Even though the government wants to offer 2%, it's 30 cents a year. And that's not enough.
What happens next?
Right now, negotiations will continue through the rest of the week from Monday to Wednesday. FTQ Secretary General Denis Bozouk says this is just a start for the unions after a month of demanding the Quebec government to offer support. He continues to say that they are working on a concrete plan with the provincial government to tackle these issues. And so far, Ottawa has spent almost $6 billion to help subsidize the daycare program. So more hope will be on the way.
Thank you, Alexa. Heritage Regional High School has been evacuated this morning after police received a report of a threatening message. Although the place has been secured, the Longueuil police are still conducting an operation. Most students had yet to arrive for classes when the school was shut down. However, police urged parents to come pick up their children as soon as possible. School buses have also been rerouted to return students home, and the school will remain closed for the day. The Quebec government is launching an anti-racism campaign today. Some activists are unhappy about the government's proposed action plan. Here is Zina Shuebi with the story.
In Quebec, a group of young black people...
That's the newest ad released by the Quebec government today. But according to one of the members of the minority group spokesperson, Egbert Gay, this is simply not enough.
The Quebec government basically should be looking at itself rather than launching a campaign towards Quebecers, I think.
However, Rosalie Tremblay-Cloutier, the spokesperson of the minister responsible for fight against racism, believes that the government is headed in the right direction and is doing the right thing. It was one of the recommendations of the action group against racism, and this is why we are putting this forward today. Awareness campaigns were made in response to the recommendation of the report that was published a year ago.
Too many minority groups are on the edges of society, and they need real policies to make them feel part of Quebec, to show some form of accommodation.
This announcement comes after people from different backgrounds and faiths gathered in Montreal North Mosque to denounce hate crimes and prejudice yesterday. For Concordia News, I'm Zina Shuaibi.
The Minister of Education held a press conference about the importance of culture in schools. However, teachers were not aware of this. Joining me live is Hannah Tiongson with the story. Hannah, what is the Ministry of Education doing to further implement Quebec's culture in schools?
According to the Minister of Education, access to Quebec culture is important for personal enrichment, especially for students. That's why their main plan is to provide both teachers and students with more resources to access different Quebecers' artist work. one being providing easy access to digital books written by Quebecer artists.
And how did they come up with these ideas?
When you think teachers would be consulted with the decisions about the education system, Lori Newton from the Montreal Teachers Association says there were no discussions with the Minister of Education. Newton was not even aware about today's press conference.
Well, first of all, I wasn't aware that there was going to be some kind of a press conference.
Is there anything else other than replacing the ethics course?
Yes. The Minister of Education promises to provide annual events for young Quebecers to showcase their creative projects. Another plan is to launch a website that will promote Quebec's artists and their music while giving them full credits and rights.
Thank you, Hannah. Parliament resumes today as members are returning to the House of Commons. All 338 MPs and anyone else working in the Parliament buildings must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or have an approved medical exemption. On Friday, Conservative leader Erin O'Toole said that all of his 118 MPs will be present. When asked if they would be fully vaccinated, however, O'Toole's office only said that their members would abide by the rules. The Liberals, NDP, and Bloc Québécois have all confirmed the vaccination status of their members. Small businesses worry that customers will not be returning for holiday shopping this year. Last year's lockdown led many shoppers to purchase their holiday gifts online. While many stores fear they have lost customers forever, others are optimistic. Mohammed Khan explains.
A survey report released by the Canadian Federation of Independent Business stated that nearly half of small business owners worry that clients have been lost to big business. Consumer sales doubled on online shopping platforms and big box stores during the height of the pandemic last year. Local Côte des Neiges florist Ying Jia Tao had this to say.
We try our best to attract our customers, but sometimes it makes our small business even more difficult. But anyway, it's a flower shop. People need flowers.
While Tao has acknowledged that business has been harder, for owners such as Ramsey Sueda of Kidlink Books and Toys, business has been better than ever.
Because of what happened with COVID, like the neighborhood we're in, and just was so supportive, and many of our customers who were Amazon came back to us.
Wow, that's
it is really, and it's like it's mind-boggling. But we live apparently in the best neighborhood in the world.
Sueda says that the holidays are the biggest season for his business, and that he fears there would be great economic and social loss in his neighborhood if many small businesses were to fail this year. For Concordia News, Mohammed Khan.
Starting today, SAQ warehouse workers will be on strike indefinitely. The Canadian Union of Public Employees, affiliated with the FTQ, explained that the discussions with the employer will take place Tuesday regarding wages, overtime, occupational health and safety, the precarious status of many employees, and group insurance. The strike will not affect the many branches' opening hours, although supplies of your favorite wine might be low. In sports news today, the tennis community doubts Peng Shuai's well-being. The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the New York Islanders 3-0, and CF Montreal crowned Canadian champions. Here's Philippe Rabin with the sports news.
The ball over the top, Torres is there, it's in! Doesn't even get to Torres, it loops over the goalkeeper!
Romel Kyoto scored the only goal in an unsurprising victory against Toronto FC. Montreal managed to keep its Canadian champion trophy. This title means CF Montreal will represent Canada at the 2022 CONCACAF Champions League. The Qatar Soccer World Cup will start a year from now. Canada is currently first in its qualifying group. According to Fox Bet, a $10 bet on Canada could be rewarded with a $5,010 prize if, and that's a big if, Canada ends up world champion.
Marner's got a break, he's in, shorthanded, scores! Mitch Marner, a short
yesterday night,
goal.
The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the New York Islanders 3-0. This result brought the Leafs to second place in their conference. That is 5 spots higher than Montreal. The Canadiens are playing on Wednesday night against the Washington Capitals.
I'm really glad that there was a kind of an initiated reaction from
This was Novak Djokovic sharing his support with the Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai, who is still missing. The Women Tennis Association has discussed a possible boycott of Chinese tennis tournaments. This is to pressure the Chinese government to release the famous tennis player. As of today, the WTA is the only organization to position itself against the Chinese government.
Tonight it's their number one guy, Jeremy Grant. Stewart and LeBron.
LeBron James got ejected from yesterday night's game between the Lakers and the Pistons. During a free throw, James hit Isaiah Stewart in the eye, causing Stewart to bleed heavily and the 10 players on the pitch to mass around them. Stewart was not the only basketball player to take a hit yesterday, as the Toronto Raptors lost by 15 points to the Warriors. The Raptors are having one of the worst seasons in the last decade. That's all for your Sports News podcast.
Thank you, Philip. Your chances of landing a pre-Christmas visit with Santa might depend on where you live. In some parts of the country, there aren't enough Santas to go around for live visits, in part because some jolly old elves don't feel safe visiting in person yet. While in other areas, Santas are without a job because of high COVID-19 case counts. Last year, Santa received national clearance as an essential worker on Christmas Eve. This year, with about a month left before Christmas, the pandemic is still a problem for his working representatives. You can ditch the umbrella for the rest of the day as the sky is clearing up with highs of 3 degrees. The same temperatures and a clear sky can be expected for the rest of the week, with snow expected on Friday and the weekend. That's your news to 1126. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Joelle Jalbert.